The Controller and Accountant General's Department says it is rolling out a new electronic platform or module to pay public sector workers. The pilot starts from Greater Accra up to the 31st of May this year, when every worker is supposed to be hooked on. The PRO of the department, Robert Kuju, explains to Radio Ghana the objective of the module and its benefits to workers.
As a department under the Ministry of Finance, we are continuously looking to improve the management of payroll. And this is one of the measures by which we are improving the management of payroll.
How is it going to benefit workers?
Just like using your ATM card, you can use it to transact business, wherever, any bank that offers ATM services. Or you can go to a merchant who has a point of sale device to transact business. We're doing it just to so that people don't carry huge sums of money with them.
And we understand 10% of every worker's salary will be hooked onto the e-switch. What is the vision for this?
It's a process, but we started with 10%. It could go up later. That will be based on the responses that we receive from workers. And it's even not 10%, because it's an optional. If you are a worker and you want to be all your salary to be loaded onto your e-switch, you can opt for that if you want to do whatever. But the minimum is 10%. So you can choose to ask controller to load more than 10% of your salary onto the e-switch card.
And so it means the controller and accountant general's department will no longer print out salary for us to see.
We're stopping all power. So it's costing the nation a few sums of money. So even by the end of next month, we are not printing TVs again.
So how would a worker know if he's not being paid his real salary?
You know, the same thing that will be done electronically.
The concern of workers is that the timeline you are giving is short, because it means people have to leave their work schedule and go to the bank, and the banks will be so full. How fast will the process be like?
Oh, I think that this is only for Greater Accra region. And we put the release out there last week. So from last week to ending of May, it's about 1.5 months. I don't see why, if somebody is serious and wants to register, can't go and register. It didn't take much time. You can use one day. If you go and you can't do it, the next day you can try. If you go through. So 1.5 months for registration for e-switch card, I think it's quite a long period.
But you are saying that it is a process, so a time will come. It is possible that all the salary will be loaded onto it. And now we are saying, are we anticipating the system's failure? Are we dovetailing it into the mechanisms that we have?
You can't do away with system failure, because there's not 100% in this.